All right, sports lovers. It's time to hear some unrivaled sports commentary. Put your meaty gloves behind your ears and listen up. This is sport as it's never been described before. Leno's Sports Wrap.
I'm so excited.
What an exciting start to the weekend of footy. One of the best games around 21. Friday night, Collingwood defeating Melbourne by 10 points.
Wow.
Tell you what, the winning streak of the Heart Stoppers by the boys, proudly wearing white and black, becoming the new norm.
Fantastic.
Hats off to the two best players, Jamie Elliott and Pash Johnson.
Pash?
Full credit to the boys.
Good on him.
Elliott had his 150th game, best on ground.
Pash Johnson, I said that a lot in high school. Anyway, go on.
Johnson just played beautifully.
Yeah.
Four goals, no hesitation.
Straight up the middle.
Looked like a natural, calm under pressure.
That did. Yep.
Steel Sidearse did some pretty good stuff.
Don't think you can say that on Breakfast Radio, but anyway.
Let's talk SA.
Steel.
Let's talk SA, lads.
Right.
No hopes of being in the finals, but some exciting footy from the Crows nonetheless.
Yeah. Very good.
In fact, a good couple of weeks for the boys, even though it's been a dead eraser.
Dead eraser.
Adelaide versus West Coast Eagles.
Yeah.
Could have been anyone's game, but turns out the red, blue and yellow wanted it more. Rory Lard defied the odds.
Old Lard ass himself. 200 games.
To make 200 games despite the doubters.
Yep.
Great. The boys were able to come back at the end of the first half. Despite a missed crucial goal in the final 5 minutes for the Eagles, which could have cost them in the game, Josh Kennedy, absolute star for the Birds of Prey.
Yeah, Kenners.
Kenners.
8 goals too.
Bloody great stuff from a man who the team will sorely miss.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, sorely.
Along with Rory Lard, Fogarty was a star for the Crows.
Right.
There was a disappointing kick for goal at one point, but he redeemed himself with his second and third goal of the game towards the end. Then a strong mark and finish for him. A heroic effort.
Lovely.
In the last quarter, heroic.
Heroic. Anzac-like. Do you reckon Lard and Fogarty will be the new breakfast show on Triple M at some point? I reckon it might be.
Mate, that seems to be the direction they're going in these days. Port versus Richmond. Port lost badly. Definitely not making the finals.
No.
A lot of people predicting top four. I was at least predicting they'd make at least like 7 or 8.
Yep.
I reckon.
Yep.
Not the case.
No.
They have to take a good hard look at themselves so they can turn the corner next season. We can now say with confidence Richmond will play finals. From there, anything's possible. They'll be unmissable in September. Missable.
Bloody missable, that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Leno's Sports Wrap for your Monday. Did you get it all? If not, on the podcast at 5mu.com.au shortly. Thank you, Leno.
Oh, look, mate, my pleasure. Love to do what I do.
So do I. I love that you do what you do. And you keep doing it, all right? If that's not a third quarter spray, I don't know what is. You do it and keep doing it, all right?
Oh, yeah, no.
That's what coaching's all about. Thank you. 7:15, ladies and gentlemen. Leno Sports Wrap. After 8, Jenny's going to return to talk to a vet about some art at Monarto. A slight change of pace. Speaking of which, is the Beach Boys and California Girls on this very wintry day through our region. It's 5MU.